Good afternoon, or evening, or morning, or whatever time it is you're listening to this. Hi. So I have, depending on what the title says, you already know what I'm going to talk about, but hold on. I need to turn this light off because I need to feel like I'm falling because I am, and just one second. Oh dear. I'm okay. Everything is fine. Everything is great. It's, whoa, okay. Yes, hi, I'm back. So, the other day, like a week or two or something ago, I had a very strange dream, right? Basically what happened, I was like talking to these friends I had back in the day. There were three sisters, and eventually they just turned into people I didn't know, and it turned into a very weird sexual situation that I, like, when I was in the dream it felt nice, but when it comes to girls, I'm just not affected, I guess. And then my brain was just like, what if they weren't girls? This sounds so dumb. But my brain just kind of exploded after that, you know. So it turned into this fantasy, right? So I feel like I explained that very poorly, but, you know, it is what it is. Sorry, I'm always tired. So, okay. Here is the fantasy that was partially a dream, right? There's three people. For me, it would be guys. For whoever, it might be a girl, guy, and a guy, or a girl, and a guy. It doesn't matter, but there needs to be three separate people from yourself, right? So when I think about this, three individual men, attractive men, because for some reason, it just, like, I guess, need to be attracted to all three of them, which is, like, I always thought that was kind of weird needing that, but this one time I had an opportunity to be in a threesome and I wasn't attracted to the other person, and it just made me feel really uncomfortable and insecure. So I understand now, I guess, that being attracted to someone is important when you're fucking. So go figure. I guess I'm still new at this, but, anyway, that's not important. So three attractive men, right? How exactly would a foursome happen? And how, first of all, how in the hell would we meet or even have that discussion? That's a whole nother ball of wax that I don't know. I have no idea. It's all over the place, isn't it? Oh, that's great. But it's fine. It can just be a ramble and nobody will care and it'll be fine. And I'm just talking sexual stuff for no reason because I feel like it. What am I doing with my life? So three guys for some reason want to fuck me. I don't know why. I don't see why they would want to do that. And together to boot. Like, my brain just cannot comprehend being that desirable at all. I just can't process that. Which is why, you know, it's a fantasy, and it's not real, and that's fine. And, yeah, it's lonely, but, you know, it's not bad. Anyway, let's repeat ourselves 5,000 times. We get to the point where we're all in a bedroom alone. And we're just talking, having a good time, having conversation. Because for some reason that just feels more natural than just straight up, like, making out or something. I don't know. It's just, it feels better to me instead. I guess it's less porny or whatever. I don't know. Makes it more realistic. My brain doesn't make sense. But I like it, so, you know, there you go. So, we're talking, and, we're all on the bed together, right? And, there's one person on either side of me, and one in front of me, and my back is, like, against the wall, so it's like I'm cornered, but in a sexy way. Does that make sense? I don't know. I don't have enough experience for this, but there you go. We're just kind of holding each other and talking. It's very strange to be held, I would assume, by three people, but I imagine I would like it because physical touch is my first love language. And I'm very lonely right now. And, like, always, but especially right now. And that just sounds, like, really awesome. To be touched by three pairs of hands. I don't know. It just sounds like it would feel nice. And, I guess my legs would be wrapped around the one in front of me, and one arm would be around either shoulder of other person on each side, and their arms would be wrapped around my waist, and the one in front of me would just be running his hands up and down my outer thighs. And it would just feel so nice. God, I want that. Oh, jeez. It just sounds so calming and arousing, but we'll get there. Right now, I just need to feel loved, and that's difficult to say because I don't feel like I deserve it. So it's like an awkward dissonance, but that, regardless, it feels nice. What would I be wearing? That's a good question. I think just something comfortable. Pants. Pajama pants. And a top to match. Because why not? You know, it's a fantasy. It can be whatever I want. Oh, this is dumb. And they're wearing, you know what? We're all wearing pajamas. Why not? Let's just do that. because that's fun. You know what? Actually, no, yes. I was thinking, like, maybe robes, but no, that would be too comfortable. But, yeah, just regular full set of PJs for everybody. That sounds so nice. Like, comfortable and just wholesome. If that makes any sense at all. It would probably get really, really hot. Especially if there's, like, no way to control the heat in the room. Which, I mean, would work in our favor at some point, but, you know, I don't know about that yet. excuse me. So, let's see. I'm being held by three individuals. One of which who's enveloped my lap at this point. And at some point during all the talking and the touching, I would start to get very, very, very aroused. And, I'd start to squirm a little because I can't help it. Because I'm a very emotional, and restless person. I wouldn't be able to hide it at all. I can't hide anything for shit. I am an emotional bitch. I have my heart on my sleeve, and that's why I'm jaded and bitter. So there you go for that. But... but they would notice. Should I name them? No. Let's just pretend that one of them is you. And that would be the one where my legs are. Or you can be wherever you want, to be honest, but that's where I'm imagining you at this point. And then the other two, well, they... wait, what am I saying? I kind of lost it, but anyway. All of you notice. And then you... you give them this look. My eyes are closed because I'm tired. Like, always. And I just sigh or something. I don't know, something cute and adorable or something. Give them a punch. Be awkward. you would slip your fingers past my shirt, my pajama shirt, and start tracing my stomach because you want to try something. You want to touch me and feel me. And that just makes my back arch. Just, you know, I can't control it. It's just happening. And then the other two follow your lead. Pushing their hands up my waist. And hands on my back. Six hands. All over my torso. Oh my God, that sounds amazing. Fuck, that sounds so nice. You being the ringleader at this point in time would push up into my chest and grab my me. Sorry, I'm awkward. And you'd start to move them in very slow, deliberate circles. I can't open my eyes at this point because I'm so overwhelmed. But then they would start to push my pants off. And basically what you do is you move one of my legs to the side so that they can come off easy while you occupy me as they take everything off except for my panties, because we like to tease in this house. And then they move my leg back over you, and they tense around your waist or your hips or wherever, you know, things can move. And then you move your hands down, sliding them across my ribs and my stomach. And you hold my hips. And you grind into me, and I just... I mean, basically the sound I'm making now, except, you know, worse. And then they would start to remove my shirt slowly, and I'd lift my arms and it would be gone. No bra, because who the fuck wears a bra to bed? Like, are you stupid? So there's that. And at this point, my arms are just permanently above my head because I can't function. You do what you were doing earlier, tracing your fingers across my outer thigh. Up and down, just soft and tender and sweet. More often than not, especially in porn, things get taken to a very animalistic and carnal place, which, you know, it has. That can be a really good time, but for me, in this specific scenario, that's not what I want. I'm a lot more into the gentle and sensual, I suppose you would call it. I'm not exactly sure, but, just very attentive to me, I guess. It's kind of selfish to think about, but it's fantasy, so it's fine. Nobody's getting hurt, so, anyway, eventually, after about 10 seconds of just rubbing my thighs, you bring your hands to my my butt, and you just hold it, and you squeeze it, and I just, I moan, I love it. The other guys are, they decide to lean over, and they start kissing my sides, and my stomach, and my collarbone, and my neck, and I am just over the moon at this point, just making all kinds of noises. Who the fuck knows, honestly, because I don't know. And, sorry, And I push into you, and you feel how warm I am. Oh my god, it's a fucking furnace. Like, can we just be real for a second? I would be burning. I would be on fucking fire. Like, oh my god. And, you would smile and just push yourself back, and following the other two's lead, you would start to kiss the top of my thighs to my hips, and then inside. I want that. Oh my god. Just, oh, Jesus. This is stupid. You would inner thighs, then your tongue would come out and just start to tease me, going from my thighs to my underwear, and oh my god, I would die. This point, I'm just done, and I'd probably be saying something, I don't know what, but it would encourage you to continue. And the other two, would wrap themselves around my tits, because what else are they gonna fucking do? I don't know. I don't know. And they would be busy there with their mouth. And I would be dying. And then you just slyly take what's left of my clothing away. You would pull your shirt off. Because it's fucking hot at this point. It's burning. Pretty sure everybody's gonna be shirtless at this point. And, you would, situate yourself to where you kiss down my stomach. And as you move and hold me in place, because I'm probably squirming a lot. Slowly make your way to I call her honey. It makes it a lot easier for me to talk about it. Cause saying pussy is very difficult. I don't know why, it just is. So I call her honey, and it makes my life a lot easier. So yeah. You make your way to honey, and she is fucking soaked. She's also her own person. To be completely honest, she has a mind of her own. Like, let's be real. And, she's fucking soaked. Oh my god. She is beyond wanting. And then you just kiss her, and you drag your tongue around, and in her, and everywhere, and I can't think. At some point, I may or may not beg to stop, but for me, begging to stop usually just means I'm feeling a lot, and it's an indicator of me getting close, if that makes sense. And that's why, before any of things like this would happen, I'd say, if I really want you to stop, if I actually need you to stop, I would say red. That's my safe word. If I don't say red, you keep going, doing what you're doing if you want to do it, if that makes any sense at all. I don't know. There's something about me begging someone to stop and they're not, and they just keep going, doing exactly what they're doing, that just, I don't know what, but it does something to me in a very good way. And I just thank God for safe words, otherwise it'd be very confusing. So you keep licking me at this point. And they just, they're doing whatever they're doing. Who even knows at this point? They're touching, licking, biting, talking. Who the hell knows, honestly? I am beside myself. And I'm probably begging at this point, considering all the stimulus. My eyes are closed the whole time because I can't process what's going on. And, you're probably just having the time of your life, knowing that I can't control myself around you. And then you shift to take what's left of your clothes off. And you find a way to get my attention, and you ask if I'm ready, and I would just say, yes, please, please just fuck me, oh my god, and then you would. You take that big fat cock of yours and just thrust it into me, and oh my god, I would lose it, I'd completely just be gone. At this point, I'm probably way too close for comfort. And you just, you don't stop. It's gentle and soft, but it's earnest and needy and fuck. It wouldn't take me long to come. It wouldn't. It really wouldn't. Not in a setting like that. Usually it does. It takes a lot for me to come with another person, because it's just a lot of emotional disconnect and physical disconnect from my body, but that's a story for another time. But yeah. I would come so hard. Oh god. And then you would. And then they'd take their turn. And it would just be a fucking mess, man. Oh my god. I would be... Shit. I don't know, man. It would just be a good time. And when it's all over, the other two are just kind of passed the fuck out. Because they don't have that much staying power, sadly. But you and I would be... I would be on top of you, my entire body surrounding you and holding you. And, I'd be kissing your neck. And you'd be holding me by the ass, just squeezing me, and, I don't know how many times I have climaxed at this point, but just after all that, and just this slow squeezing and touching, like, it'd be going all over again, and I'd just be like, I can't do this again, but the way I say it just says, my tone just begs for you to continue. And you do. You just... You're in a place where you can go again. And you put yourself in me. Slowly fuck me. Oh my god. While the other two are just fast asleep, fucking done. And it's just you and me. I'm so tired, but I'm moving, and I'm not in control yet again, because I can't control her. I don't even know. I kiss you. Grab my hips and pull me closer. Just fuck me like you know I need it. God. Hold you like you're the only thing that matters. I kiss your neck and cling to you like you're the only thing that's keeping me alive. And before long, I come again for the who knows. How many times? And you do too. And we just sit there, riding our orgasm until we both pass out. That is one hell of a thing.